KSA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A tornado has left two people dead in El Reno, Oklahoma. That's near Oklahoma City. It hit just before 1 in the morning. Rachel Garrison, who lives in a trailer park, says the warning came a little late.
I heard it coming. I felt the trailer 80 hit our trailer. I know trailer 80 flipped over on top of 81, which we were in. And after everything was over with and all the shaking and jarring and everybody landing on the floor, the sirens went off.
Several people who were injured were taken to hospitals. The Maui woman who was lost in a rainforest for more than 2 weeks is speaking out about her ordeal.
The last 17 days of my life have been the toughest days of my life. And it's been a really significant spiritual journey that I was guided on.
Amanda Eller tells KHON she survived on berries and guava. She fractured her leg and suffered severe sunburn, but is otherwise okay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Celebrating what he describes as headway on a trade deal, President Donald Trump took some time out in Tokyo to play golf with the Japanese Prime Minister and present a trophy to a champion sumo wrestler.
The Prime Minister and I talked a lot today about trade and military and various other things. I think we had a very productive day, and tomorrow likewise will be a very productive day.
Trump tweets, "Great progress was made in our trade negotiations with Japan, especially for beef and agriculture." There was a KKK rally in Dayton, Ohio, Saturday. City Manager Shelley Dickstein says an estimated $600,000 was spent on manpower and materials to keep the city safe. Fewer than a dozen protesters showed up.
Some may be critical of this investment. Unfortunately, in today's world, where individuals are free to open carry unlimited numbers of guns, and where we have seen vehicles driven into crowds of peaceful protesters, we feel that this investment was necessary.
No confrontations or arrests were reported. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
2020 Democratic hopeful Pete Buttigieg accused President Trump on Friday of eroding the integrity of the military for pardoning or considering pardons for service members who were convicted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Buttigieg tells ABC's This Week the president's comments about the military and murder are way off base.
The idea that being sent to war turns you into a murderer is exactly the kind of thing that those of us who have served have been trying to beat back for more than a generation. One of the reasons that Vietnam War veterans were treated so horribly when they came home, at least some of them, was an attitude that found it very hard to separate policies from the people sent to carry out those policies.
President Trump is sending an additional 1,500 troops to the Middle East as part of a mostly protective effort to deter Iranian threats. During a CBS interview on Face the Nation, former Texas Congressman and Democratic presidential candidate Robert O'Rourke said he doesn't think the president made the right decision.
If there is a peaceful alternative to this, and I know that there is, then we must do everything within our power to pursue it. And that's what I would do in my administration. I'd stick up for our values, protect the lives of our fellow Americans, but do that peacefully where we can. Otherwise, we will produce more wars, more veterans coming back to this country, seeking the care that they are being effectively and functionally denied today.
And Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders campaigned in his home state of Vermont yesterday, reminding supporters his ideas that sounded radical in the last presidential election, not so radical today. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.